Up to Burns. Kylie to Bohr down the near side. Addy on a drive, hands it back to Burns. Kylie drives down low. Hook shot from the low post is up and no good. Gets her own miss and is fouled on the shot. So the foul will be marked on number 24, Izzy Childs, her second. And Richland Center will shoot two free throws with 47.9 on the clock. This one in the air, and that is good. The youth girls getting ready to play. Lots of moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas here with their phones ready to go. This one in the air, and that one is good. Kylie Burns, 2 of 4 tonight. That makes it a four-point game. 24-20, Boscobel. 45 seconds remaining in the half. The Bulldogs' Avery Updike leaves it off now to Maya Baumeister. Baumeister, near side, there's a three-pointer on the rim. Wouldn't stay, put back up. No good for Rounds after Bailey missed a three that almost was down. And they go to the arrow, alternate possession points to Richland Center. So the Hornets will have a look at it with just over 31 seconds remaining in the half. Pass comes in play. J.C. Gander brings it. Ruin down the right wing for the Hornets, looking for a cutter through the lane. Now Bohr, top of the wheel. Bohr makes a move, crossover dribble in the lane, 14-footer on the rim, no good, gets her own miss. Addie Bohr backs off, now throws it back to Shep. We're down to 12 seconds. Burns, now Bohr, down to 8 seconds. Gander, near side, three-pointer. No, Burns won't take it, 4 seconds. Gander will, 3 on the way, good! Nice job, and the Hornets are back within 1. Just like that, 24-23. It is Boscobel with a lead by 1. And a game of runs just a little bit ago. Boscobel was up 21-10. And the Hornets go on a little bit of a scoring tear and figure things out here in this second half and get back in the end of the first half, I should say, and get it back to within 1 prior to intermission. Good ball game going on here tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. It is youth basketball night, and the Hornet girls, I believe, will stay out and help the youth, at least for the time being. There is going to be a display of the youth kids. So an extended halftime tonight. Coming up, our Dairyland Transportation High School sports update. Earlier tonight, Richland Center won the JV game 39-25. And Boscobel leads the varsity game at the break by a score of 24-23. This is area girls basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Good luck to these area wrestlers who are headed to the sectional competition this weekend. From Richland Center, Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Ethan Bodendine, Mason Jelenic, and Ethan Bindle. From River Valley, Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle. Also in the girls wrestling, they qualify this past weekend. River Valley with 4 girls headed to sectional. Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and regional champion Montana Joles. Also Richland Center's Valerie Favre and Madeline Muller. From Kickapoo Lafarge, several girls headed in the direction of the sectional this weekend. Friday night, it was Maddie Townsend, Mariana Miller, along with Emerson Miller and Mara Hubley, Grace Anderson, and Lorelei Young qualifying for the next level. And from Ithaca Weston, qualifying for this weekend's sectional, wrestlers include Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman, and Ashton Bennett, along with Mac Neef. For the girls, Briella Granger and Kaylee Manning will represent this weekend. And Riverdale qualifying a total of 7 boys for this weekend's tournament at Westby. Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, Chase McGuire, Talon Childs, James Schramm, and Hunter Wilkinson. In other high school sports news, the WIAA is out with its pairings for the upcoming girls basketball tournament that starts 1 week from tomorrow night. Dodgeville will play at River Valley in the opening night. The The Dodgers are seeded 11th, River Valley 6th. 7th seed Broadhead hosts number 10 Richland Center. The winner of that game will play 2nd seed Platteville. The winner of the Dodgeville-River Valley game will play number 3 seed Prairie du Chien. Also in Division 4 area action coming up next Tuesday, New Glarus will host Fenimore and Westby will be at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Lancaster, and Parkview at Riverdale. And in Division 5 girls basketball pairings, number 7 seed Ithaca will host number 10 Highland, North Crawford will be at River Ridge, and Seneca at Wazika Steuben. Kickapoo will be hosting Plum City Elmwood, Hillsboro hosts Royal, and Lafarge will be at Oliva Strom. Cashton will host Waniwak Center. The girls' WIAA basketball tournament starts next Tuesday night. Winners that night will play the following Friday, February 28th, and the regional championships will be held Saturday, March 1st, sectionals on Thursday, March 6th, and Saturday, March 8th. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care team.
And we'll return to Richland Center High School shortly for that game between the Richland Center High School girls and Boscobel. And there is that cold weather advisory from 9 p.m. tonight until 10 a.m. tomorrow because wind chills could get as low as 25 to 35 below. And as a result of that, we have a whole bunch of two-hour delays for tomorrow. The following school districts have a two-hour delay for tomorrow. First of all, it's Lafarge, then Kickapoo, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, Highland, Richland, including St. Mary's and Eagle, and there will be no AM early childhood, and Ithaca is also under a two-hour delay for tomorrow, and Ithaca will also have no AM 4K. If we get any more delays, we will pass it along, and you can find more information on WRCO.com and on the WRCO Facebook page. Okay, we'll be sending you back to Richland Center High School right after this.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
WRCO. Youth Night continues here at Richland Center High School. The youngsters are shooting the lights out here tonight. They've hit a couple lights, I think. No, they haven't thrown it that high, but it's fun to watch them and their youthful exuberance out there. Basketball leading by a score of 24-23. They were trailing in the game 10-6, then scored 16 unanswered points, and made it, actually, I should say 10-5, and then they were up 21-10, and then Richland Center went on a run, and here at halftime, the Bulldogs lead by just one, 24-23. Boscobel is led by Kylie Johnson with 7, Avery Updike has 6, Anna Bailey has 6. 2 points for Addison Rounds, 2 for Aubrey Seep, and 1 for Kenna Wallen. For Richland Center, Kylie Burns has 10 points, also a total of 7 for Carly Meaden, and 6 for J.C. Gander. Hornets have made 2 threes. They are 7 of 10 from the free throw line. For Boscobel, they have made 5 threes, 2 of them from Avery Updike and 2 from Anna Bailey. 1 from Kylie Johnson, and the Bulldogs are 3 of 4 from the line. J.C. Gander has both of Richland Center's 3-pointers. And earlier tonight, Richland Center was a winner, 39-25 over Boscobel in junior varsity action. Certainly some adjustments and changes, both teams looking at that. The Bulldogs, played really well at times and kind of used the inside-outside game. The outside certainly opened up some inside moves and post play, and they were able to get that lead. The Hornets, though, coming back, playing some good defense and able to connect on 7 of their points coming from the free throw line here in the first half. We'll have more coming up here on the game. Let's check the Filney flip phone here as we set sail for near the next part of the game, the next 18 minutes. North Crawford has defeated Weston 92-22 in area boys basketball. Riverdale 58, Cassville 40, Marshall over Wisconsin Heights 48-38. Kickapoo leading Seneca 33-30. That's at the half. River Valley 28-12 leading Boscobel. That's in the first half. In the second half, Ithaca up on Cashton 48-20 in area boys basketball. The Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. 24-23, Boscobel leading Richland Center tonight in area girls basketball from WICO Sports.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. We're ready to play. Boscobel with the basketball. They're going to set it off to the right side. Three-pointer on the way, and it won't stay for Kenna Wallen. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Richland Center. So the Bulldogs will put it in play. Maya Bowmeister will do the honors. Brings it into Seep. Aubrey gives it back to Bowmeister. Good movement of the ball. Free throw line. Now a bounce feed left side up Dyke. Down to the baseline. Throws it inside. Now in the paint. Shot on the way. No good for Seep. Rebound Richland Center. Hornets back with Carly Meaden at the point. She's got Reagan Shep to her right. Setting a screen is Kylie Burns. The pass goes to J.C. Gander. And now meeting the ball up for the baseline is Jory Schultz. Hornet original starting five. Schultz on a drive into the lane. Knocked away by Boscobel. Picked up by Shep and a foul called on the Bulldogs. That will be on Aubrey Seep, and that's her third. Boscobel had three players with two fouls in that first half. 24-23, Boscobel with the lead. The pass comes in, and there's a move on the way for Schultz. It is good for the low post. And the Hornets take the lead. 25-24, just a minute or so into this second half. And the Bulldogs will get the ball and try to get the lead back. Kenna Wallen on the right side. Air mails it back to Kylie Johnson. NBA three on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Reagan Shep and the Hornets. Outlet pass Meaden flying across half court. Brings it with a left hand. Stops. Throws it back now to Shep. Right side. It's Schultz. Jory dribbles the ball. Gives now to Gander. JC down to the baseline. Kept it off. Throws it back to Meaden. Meaden drives in the lane. Goes up with the left hand. Floats it in good. Carly Meaden with a couple of field goals and the Hornets lead 27-24. Boscobel ball. The Bulldogs set up shop. Pass goes now to Seep. Seep, top of the circle. Bounce feed back to Bowmeister. She'll shoot a three. It's in and out. Rebound pulled down by Meaden. And the Bulldogs fight for position. Meaden gets it. Brings it across the half-court line. Slings it off now to Reagan Shep. Back to the top of the circle. And Meaden. Carly hands it off. On a dribble drive, Jory Schultz. Schultz looking, keeps the dribble, backs off, fires it now to Shep, top of the circle. Left of the wheel, it is Gander. Down to the baseline, Meaden tries to throw it low, lost the handle. It'll be Boscobel basketball. Into the game for the Bulldogs, number 24, Izzy Childs. Coming out, Aubrey Seep. No backcourt pressure from the Hornets. Richland Center leads 27-24, early on in the half. Ball goes to the right side. The Bulldogs catch it. Bowmeister throws it inside, putting it on the floor. Now they'll kick it out. Three-pointer on the way for the Bulldogs. Won't go for Wallen. Rebound down deep by Bowmeister. Drives out to the corner. Now sets it up for another three from the wing. It's on the rim. No good for Updike. And the rebound pulled down now by Shep, and she is tied up. Reagan Shep tied up with Kenna Wallen, and the arrow points to Richland Center. Always good to see the band. Hear the band here tonight. Makes it a special event. So hats off to Jeff Behrens and company for coming out on a cold Monday night. Luckily, they weren't marching on the football field. That would have been kind of cold. Been like the Green Bay Ice Bowl. Pass goes right side, around the wheel, and a foul called away from the ball. It's going to be a foul on the Hornets. Offensive foul on the inside against Kylie Burns. And it goes back to the Bulldogs. 27-24. Richland Center in the lead. Across the timeline is Updike. Bounce feed to the left to Johnson. Johnson on a drive, throws into the corner. Caught there by Wallen. Wallen with the ball, fires it back to Bowmeister. Inside, across the lane, Johnson kicks it out. Three on the way, Boscobel. No good for Updike. She chases down her own rebound along half court. Hornets putting on some pretty tight pressure. She gets out of that, drives to the left side. Boscobel looking, trying to get an opening for a three-point look. Ball goes back to Bowmeister. Now to Wallen. And the Bulldogs setting up shop, looking to the inside. Nothing. They'll give it back to Johnson. They'll fire it back to Updike on the left side. Updike in the lane, kicks it out. Three on the way. Bulldogs, no good for Wallen. Rebound pulled down by Jory Schultz and the Hornets. Richland Center leading 27-24. 4:15 remaining in 14:15 in the ballgame. On a drive, we're going to see Jory Schultz called for traveling. Boscobel holding its own. That was Kenna Wallen who had the defense. And forcing the Hornet travel, so the Bulldogs get it back. They've had some opportunities to get closer or take a lead recently. Taking it to the left side is Updike. Pass comes back to the right side. Wallen inside. It's knocked away and out of bounds. Pass intended for Childs. Deed by Gander. Coming in for Boscobel, number three, Aubrey Seep. And Boscobel will put it in play. Bulldogs looking. They have it knocked away. Nice play by Kylie Burns, who makes the play, runs off to the corner. Double team, throws it off a Bulldog player and out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center. Hornets with the ball on the far side and will bring it length of the floor now. The Bulldogs putting on some full court pressure. Pass comes up to half court. Burns takes it across the half court line. Gives back to Meaden. Carly drives a little closer, down deep, got loose, and scores! Carly Meaden has had a couple of really good moves to the basket tonight. 29-24, five-point lead for Richland Center. The Bulldogs looking for something. Ball goes down to the corner, and Seep is fouled on the floor. Low block. That'll be the second Richland Center foul this half. And the Bulldogs will put it in play along the baseline. Bowmeister grabs the ball, throws it in. Three from the corner. Bulldogs, it is no good for Johnson. Chasing down the rebound is Updike. Avery gives it back to Kylie Johnson, and the Bulldogs set it up on the left side. Ball brought back to the right side. Knocked down by Meaden. Meaden gets the steal. Bringing it, knocked away, and saved by Eric Olson. Good movement of the foot, and the ball stays right at the baseline. Foul is called in the process. That's going to be the second on Boscobel this half. For Maya Bowmeister, that's her first. Richland Center will put the ball in play. Anna Bailey is into the game for Boscobel. Pass comes in play. Shep with the basketball. Shep on a move in the lane. Scores! Reagan Shep with a runner in the lane. That's her first basket. Timeout by Coach Eric Kinney. Hornets on a roll. 31-24. They lead Boscobel in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. I'm Phil Nee, Mr. Fabulous Tim Thee to the controls, and the Hornet girls are off to a 7-point lead now after trailing by one at halftime. Boscobel has not scored here in the second stanza, and we're nearly 5 minutes into it. Near side, ball fake. Now Bailey down to the baseline. Anna on a drive, his double team throws it back in the lane, and a 3 seconds called on Boscobel. Hornets will take it back the other way. Carly Meaden brings it in play up toward half court against Jory Schultz, or into Jory Schultz, and she can't hang on. It'll be out of bounds, and Boscobel gets it right back. Some of the youth girls look pretty good here tonight. I don't think I'd want to try to scrimmage them. I know I wouldn't. Too much energy there. Updike on the right side. Back it goes to the left side. Bailey. Bailey throws to the lane. Knocked loose by Schultz. Picked up by the Bulldogs. They'll kick it to the corner. Boscobel trying to get an open look. The Hornets in that 2-3 zone, applying it well, tight around the perimeter. Here's a three-pointer on the way, no good for Bailey. Rebound pulled down by Burns, and the Hornets outlet for Carly Meaden. Meaden down to Shep. Shep throws it inside. Picked off now by the Bulldogs. Aubrey Seep with the steal, taking it downtown. Shot of the way, won't go. Gets her own miss, and foul is called on the floor against Richland Center. Foul is called on Reagan Shep. That will be her second. Team's third into the game for Boscobel. Number 40, Addison Rounds. And the Bulldogs look to get it in from the baseline. We'll lob it in. Caught near the top of the circle by Updike. Off a screen from Rounds. And now the Hornets double team in the corner. She'll hand it off now to Kylie Johnson. Johnson cross court to Seep. Seep backing in, throws it right side. Now back to the left, three on the way. Good for the Bulldogs. Avery Updike breaks the seal on his second half, 31-27. Richland Center by four, and into the open court. Ball is loose, picked up by Boscobel. It'll be a pick two. Johnson lays it in. Good at the other end. 5-point swing for the Bulldogs, and they're within two, 31-29, 11-40 remaining in tonight's game. Hornets break the press. Gander wide open on the baseline. Drives. No. Foul. They caught her right before the basket. Avery Updike commits the foul. Third Boscobel foul. Foul is called on Avery Updike, which will be her third. So Boscobel has two players with three fouls at this point. Richland Center setting it up for the corner. Meaden for a three on the way. Good. Well played. Well played by the Hornets. Carly Meaden gets the three, and that makes it 34-29. Richland Center. Boscobel ball. Ball goes to the free throw line area. They'll kick it out. Three on the way. Bulldogs, no good. Tipped by Shep. Out of bounds. Now the officials are going to confer. They pointed initially to Richland Center. Into the game for RC, Jasmine Hazelrig. It will be Richland Center basketball. After much debate, Meaden brings it in play. Up it goes to Jory Schultz. Schultz to half court. Schultz backs off, double teamed, lost the handle in the backcourt. Boscobel dives in, and Avery Updike grabs the ball, and a jump ball called between Updike and Schultz. Now the arrow points to Boscobel, so the Bulldogs will get it back. Just over 11 minutes remaining in the game, 34-29 in favor of Richland Center. Hornets with a big comeback here in the second half. Now the Bulldogs trying to put something together. Ball goes to the inside. Turnaround shot in the lane. Won't stay for Rounds. And a jump ball called on the rebound between Hazelrig and Muldrum. Jerry Ann Muldrum, who just checked into the game. This will be Richland Center basketball on the arrow. Pass comes in play. Caught by J.C. Gander. Jory Schultz takes it all the way up to half court. Swings it across now. Pass goes to the inside. Burns, turnaround shot, no good. Tipped around, out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Richland Center. It'll go to the Bulldogs. Richland Center backing off on defense. 34-29. Richland Center in the lead. Stay tuned for the Duncan Rewards run of the game following our play-by-play account of this one. Three-pointer Boscomel on the way. Won't go for Johnson. Rebound by the Hornets, Kylie Burns. Burns back to J.C. Gander. And Gander across the half-court line, all the way down deep. Tough shot, no. Foul called on Izzy Childs of the Bulldogs. Izzy's third foul, so Boscomel has three players with three fouls. They have four as a team this half. 34-29, Richland Center. Gander at the free throw line, and this one is no good. J.C. has 6 points tonight. Into the game for the Bulldogs, number 15, Kenna Wallen. Second free throw for Gander. In the air and on the rim, no good. And the rebound, tie-up again. Round ties up with Schultz, and the Bulldogs will get the ball. Maya Bowmeister is in for the Bulldogs. Coach Kinney keeping the bench rotating. It's been rotating about 8 to 9 players tonight. Pass comes to the near side, caught by Wallen. Down deep, tough shot, low block, no good there for Rounds. Rebound Hazelrig, and a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be called on Bowmeister. That's her second. Fifth on the Bulldogs, just over 10 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Into the game for the Bulldogs, Kylie Johnson. 34-29, Richland Center. Hornets looking for their second win of the season. Pass comes from the baseline. Jory Schultz passes it in. Right wing up the middle, knocked away by the Bulldogs. Taken now, they'll drive to the lane. Picked off by Hazelrig. Jasmine Hazelrig, the senior, makes the play. Brings it back now to Carly Meaden. Meaden drives. It's poked loose by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets near the midcourt line. Meaden brings it in play. The Hornets set it up. Gander, free throw line left. Back to Hazelrig. She'll shoot a three. It's on the rim. No good. Rebound taken away. Shot up. No good by the Hornets. Hazelrig had it again after a miss by Schultz. They'll kick it out. Now Burns, Hazelrig, Meaden on the left side for the Hornets. Meaden to the free throw line. Down deep. Shot no. Foul call. Carly Meaden will go to the free throw line. She's 5 of 6 from the stripe tonight. So the foul is Boscobel's 6th as a team, and it's on Kenna Wallen, her first. At the line, Carly Meaden. Free throw in the air, and that is good. 35-29, Richland Center. Second throw. Gives the ball a spin. This one on the way, and it is good. She has 7 points from the line tonight. 36-29 in favor of Richland Center. Boscobel sets it up. They'll throw it to the left side. Johnson back to the middle. Now the pass comes to Seep. A little low. She finds it. Brings it off to the right side. Drives all the way to the baseline. And a foul called on the way by on Jasmine Hazelrig. That'll be her first. Kickapoo boys leading Seneca 45-40 in the second half. River Valley boys leading Boscobel 56-28 in the second half. Ithaca has defeated Cashton 67-42 in boys basketball. Bulldog ball, they'll kick it out for a three on the way. Won't stay for Kylie Johnson. Rebound by Carly Meaden. Meaden brings it just under 9 minutes remaining. She'll accelerate down the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound by Rounds. Addison's ball knocked away, out of bounds. It will be Boscobel ball. 6 fouls on the Bulldogs, 4 on the Hornets. Richland Center leads 36-29, 8:48 to play in the game. Bulldog basketball as they attack the zone. Throw goes to the free throw line, Rounds. Over to the left side, Wallen. Wallen gives it back to Seep. Seep looking, bounce feed now kicked by Meaden and out of bounds. It will belong to the Bulldogs. We'll put it in play right by Coach Kinney's coaching box on the basketball sideline. Pass comes in play for Seep. Seep on a drive, top of the circle. Gives it back to Updike. Avery holds the ball on a dribble drive, looks to the inside. Picked off now. Nice play by Kylie Burns. And the Hornets have the basketball. Gander across half court. Hands off to Schultz. Jory with the basketball near side. Meaden down to the baseline. Hazelrig for three. Good for the Hornets. Jasmine Hazelrig, the senior, rings the bell, and the Hornets have their biggest lead, 39-29. Boscobel trying to answer in the lane. Turnaround shot is short by Rounds. Hazelrig with the rebound. Back to Carly Meaden. Meaden up to Hazelrig. She'll shoot another three. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Seep. And a foul called on the Hornets. So they'll mark the foul. Richland Center's fifth and the second on Jory Schultz. Boscobel will bring it length of the floor. It's been a while since they have scored. They've only scored 6 points in the second half, and the Hornets have scored 15. Into the game, Anna Bailey for Boscobel. Bulldogs bring the ball across the half-court line. Richland Center in a 2-3 zone. Seep throws it inside. There is Rounds kicking it back out. Three on the way. Bulldogs. It is on the rim. Short for Wallen. And Hazelrig rips the rebound away. And a foul is going to be called. Foul is marked on Boscobel, which will be their seventh. And I think that's bonus. Kylie Johnson picks up her second foul. And the Hornets will go to the other end and shoot. RC playing without Ella Weiss, who is injured tonight. She has been a difference maker in some games as well. Hazelrig at the free throw line. This one in the air, and it is no good. Fought for the rebound by Boscobel. Taken now and dribbling it out is Avery Updike. Updike all the way down to the baseline, cut off by the Hornets. Avery leans in, throws it low. On a drive, nothing there for Bailey. Back to the near side, and Updike is fouled by the Hornets. That'll be Richland Center's sixth foul. The third on Carly Meaden. First Hornet with more than two. Pass comes in play. Caught by the Bulldogs. They'll work it into the lane. Nothing there as Bailey throws it back out. The ball is loose on the floor, and a over and back is called on the Bulldogs as they touch it in the backcourt, and it will be back to the Hornets at midcourt. 7:08 remaining in the game. Richland Center leading it by 10 here at the RCHS Fieldhouse. Ball comes into Jory Schultz. Schultz left side, Meaden. Meaden backs off, three on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound by Boscobel. Kenna Wallen with the basketball. The Bulldogs trying to get something going here. Pass goes left side to Seep. Seep in the lane, creates a shot. Hazelrig with the block. Outlet to Meaden, knocked loose, picked up now by the Bulldogs. Wallen back to Seep. Seep with the ball. Bounce feed back to Wallen, and the Bulldogs set it up. Trying to get something on the inside. They'll go for a shot low, and scoring is Kylie Johnson, and Coach Eric Kinney takes a timeout. 39-31, Richland Center leads, 6:32 to play. Area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay it forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Richland Center basketball. The Hornets with a quick break up on the full court press breaker. Shot up no good. Hazelrig with the putback after the miss by Gander, and it's rebounded by Boscobel. 39-31, 8-point game. Bulldogs to the corner. They'll set it up back to the top of the wheel, back to the right side. Seep down to the corner. Three on the way. Bulldogs no good on the shot by Bowmeister and the rebound by Hazelrig and the Hornets. She'll get it out now to Meaden. Meaden across half court and is tripped and fouled on the play. And that'll be the seventh on the Bulldogs. So Richland Center now will try to take advantage of bonus free throw shooting. Foul is on number 20, Kylie Johnson. That is her third. So Carly Meaden at the free throw line, Richland Center senior. This one up and it is good. She is 8 of 9 from the line. Mineral Point has defeated Platteville 91-59 tonight. Kickapoo leading Seneca 45-40 in the second half, also in boys basketball, as Meaden sinks a second free throw. RC back up by 10, 41-31, 5:50 to go in the ball game. Boscobel works it around. They'll kick it out. Three on the way for Avery Updike. On the rim, no good. Fought for a rebound low by Seat. She'll drive, hook shot of the lane, won't go, foul call. That would have been a three-point play opportunity had that shot gone. She almost got it. Foul is called on J.C. Gander, and that'll be her first. And going to the free throw line will be Boscobel. 5:41 to play, and the Bulldogs can use some free throws. 3 of 4 from the line tonight. Have not been given so many opportunities. This one is good. That makes it 41-32. Coming into the game for the Hornets will be Addie Board. Free throw in the air, and that one is no good. The rebound pulled down by Kylie Burns. Burns with the basketball back to Carly Meaden. Meaden across half court. Bounces it off for Reagan Shep. Shep on a drive. 10-footer, no. Foul called on the block attempt by the Bulldogs. That'll be on Izzy Childs and will be her fourth. Argyle girls have defeated New Glarus 63-40 tonight. River Valley leading Boscobel boys 56-28, second half. Last word. Free throw no good by Reagan Shep. Score is provided by Y-Connect Wireless all season long. Second throw for Shep on the rim. No good. Rebound Boscobel. Bulldogs trailing in the game by 9, 5:23 to go. Pass comes to the right side. Caught by Baumeister. Back toward the half-court line. Seep. Seep on a drive. Fires off to the right side. Now they'll reverse it. Left side Johnson for three on the rim. No good. Rebound by Shep. Shep rips it away. Throws it near side. Tipped by the Bulldogs. Out of bounds. Richland Center basketball. It's a final now. River Valley has scored the win against Boscobel. 71-34. No, not quite a final yet. Late in the game. Richland Center will put the ball in play. They'll get it started. Boscobel in a full court press. Carly Meaden weaving and grooving along the near side, and she is fouled to the Bulldogs trying to get set to take a charge. And they're going to get the foul on Izzy Childs. That will be her fifth. She was trying to get set. It was close, but the officials say no, and that will be Boscobel's 10th foul, as Childs has just fouled out of the game. Going to the line, Carly Meaden for the Hornets, trying to get their lead back to 10. Free throw in the air, and that is good. She'll get another. 42-32. One more for Meaden for the senior girls. Their final Richland Center High School game. Free throw is good here at the high school. 43-32. Final home game will be on the road at River Valley and then in the tournament as well. Here's a three-pointer by Boscobel up and no good by Updike. Rebound by Baumeister. Bulldogs get it back to Maya in the corner. Three on the way, no good. Jump ball call. Shep ties up with Johnson, and the arrow points the other way for the Hornets with 4:46 to go and an 11-point lead, 43-32 in favor of the hosting Hornets. Schultz brings it in play. Meaden trapped in the backcourt. Meaden across the timeline and now scoops it off to the left side. Shep will penetrate low. Shot on the way, no good. Tips it inbounds on the miss, and it's caught by Boscobel. They'll head the other way. Johnson at midcourt. Stops. Guarded closely by Board. The ball goes down to the baseline. And again, the Bulldogs setting it up, looking for that arch, trying to get something. Ball goes down low now. A kick in, and the shot is good by Kylie Johnson. 43-34, Richland Center. Meaden in the backcourt. Back to Jory Schultz. Schultz across half court. Lost the handle and knocked away. Out of bounds. It'll be Boscobel ball. Great defense by Anna Bailey, and the Bulldogs get it back. Substitutions for Richland Center. J.C. Gander is in. Addie Board is out. So the Hornets with their original starting five tonight. 4 minutes remaining. 43-34. Favor of the Hornets. Bulldogs throw it inside. Knocked away by Gander. Picked up again by Updike. Gives it back to Bailey. Three on the way. No good. Rebound in the lane and a traveling called on the Bulldogs. It'll go back the other way for Richland Center. Looking to put it in play is Jordy Schultz. Schultz up near midcourt. Kylie Burns. Two on two. Burns has it knocked away. Burns out on the floor, diving for it. It's loose, and the Hornets touched it last. And we have a Bulldog player that's going to be a little slow to get up on the play. Anna Bailey shaken up on the play. And is helped up. She's going to, I think she wants to stay in the ball game. We'll see whether she does or not. Coach Eric Kinney, I think, will use the opportunity to take a timeout. 3:41 to play. It is 43-34. Richland Center leading area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
You've decided it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. A new garage, post-frame shed, or steel roofing. But where to start? We have your answer. All-American Do It Center is a one-stop shop for building materials, including metal panels. From All-American Steel, you'll save money by ordering directly through the manufacturer at All-American. Our team has you covered from project design to delivery of all the materials you'll need right at the job site. Get your project started today and contact the design team at All-American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American!
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
43-34, the score. Richland Center in the lead. We have 3:41 remaining tonight in area girls basketball. Tomorrow night, our scheduled game at Riverdale. The Chieftains playing host to River Ridge. We'll have some girls games to wrap up the regular season. The boys game coming up on Friday night from right here at Richland Center High School. Hornet boys back to action. They have just a week and a half or so to go in regular season games. Pass for Boscobel. Stolen away by Meaden. Carly makes a pick and brings it into the Hornet offense again. 43-34, Richland Center in the lead. Meaden goes up with a left-hand lay-in. Good. Smooth off the glass. And she is having a big night tonight for Richland Center. 45-34, Richland Center back in the lead by 11. Bulldogs with a long three. On the way. Good. For number four, Avery Updike. She's got four tonight. 45-37, Bulldogs not done yet. Hornets in the backcourt. Meaden up the sideline. Sets it up, 3 minutes to play. Down to the baseline. Burns on a drive. She got loose and scores. 12 points now for Kylie Burns. 10-point game, 47-37, 2:47 to go. Bulldog basketball, left side, Seep. Seep bringing it top of the circle. Leaves it off for Updike. Three on the way. No good for the Bulldogs. Rebound by Regan Shep. Back now to Carly Meaden. Meaden swings it up to half court. And Richland Center with the ball. Back to Shep. Shep, little light of day, goes up on the left-hand shot on the way. No good. Rebound put back by Burns. No good. Kylie is fouled. And will go to the free throw line. 2:22 to play. Foul is called on Aubrey Seep. That'll be her fourth. Kylie Burns at the line, 2 of 4 tonight. This one in the air, and that is no good. She'll get one more. Looks like Wazika Steuben will be 2 hours late tomorrow because of the extreme cold. Free throw is good. Tim Thee will run down the complete list following basketball tonight in just a few minutes. 38-37, 11-point lead for Richland Center, 2:13 to go. Three-pointer on the way for Boscobel. Good for Bowmeister. Timeout by Coach Eric Kinney. That makes it an 8-point game, 48-40. 2:08 to play here in the game. The Bulldogs making some threes tonight. They have a total of 8 of them. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Welcome back to the game tonight from WRCO Radio Sports. 48-40, Richland Center in the lead, and they will have the ball. Boscobel in a full-court press. And here is Jory Schultz looking to bring it in play. Does to Carly Meaden. Meaden along the far side. Carly swings it across, caught by Reagan Shep. Shep with the ball down to the baseline. Caught by Gander. Back to the top of the circle. Right side on a drive. There's Schultz. Leans into the lane, and it won't go. Rebound Boscobel. Pulled down by Edison Rounds. And a foul called on the Hornets with a minute 51. Bonus throws coming up for Boscobel now. Foul is on J.C. Gander. That's her second. And the Bulldogs down by 8. With a minute 51, will shoot free throws. Addison Rounds, first trip to the line tonight. Takes a look. This one in the air. That one is good. So Rounds makes it a 7-point game, 48-41 with a minute 51. One more coming up. This one in the air. That one is good. Knocks it down. It is a 6-point game, 48-42. Hornets just moments ago were up by 11. And they'll have to bring it in length of the floor. Boscobel in the full court press. Pass comes into Meaden over her head. She grabs it near the half court line. Spins, slings it over to the left side, and Gander. Off it goes, picked off by Boscobel. They'll bring it back the other way. The Bulldogs home run pass for the baseline. They'll kick it out near side, around left side. Three-pointer, Wallen on the way, no good. Rebound, fought for, loose on the floor, and a jump ball called. The arrow points to the Bulldogs with a minute 31 to go. 6-point game here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Bowmeister will be the inbounder. 48-42 Richland Center. Boscobel inbounds from the baseline, and now they'll get it in. It's caught out there by Wallen. Kenna uses the dribble. Backs off, now throws it right side. Three-pointer, Boscobel on the rim. No good for Updike. Rebound by the Hornets. Schultz and company picked off again by Boscobel. They'll pass it baseline. Now back out high post. Bulldogs throw it in the lane, and stepping into a double team is Johnson. Jump ball called, and the arrow points to Richland Center. A minute 12 to go. The Bulldogs had some opportunities there. Now it's Richland Center basketball once again. Looking to pass it in play will be Schultz. Jory lobs it in, caught by Shep, knocked away by Boscobel, and out of bounds. Richland Center ball at the scorer's table. Again, we'll have a rundown on the radio of the school delays for tomorrow. Pass comes in play, and the ball is caught. Kylie Burns Burns up near half court off a screen. Hornets by six, down to a minute five to go. Jory Schultz moving, and she is double teamed, and it's going to be a jump ball called. Avery Updike got in and got the tie-up, and Boscobel gets the arrow now. So Boscobel successful in getting the ball back without fouling, and they'll try to take advantage. Ball comes in to Seep. Seep on the far wing. Now fires it off to the left side. Johnson for three. It is short. Rebound by Gander. 49 seconds back to Meaden. Up ahead, Gander. Down the baseline, caught there by Schultz. Back to Gander. There's Meaden. Carly on a drive, 40 seconds, drops it down to Shep, throws it inside. There is a foul call. Foul called on number 10, Bollmeister. For Maya, that is her third. Stops the clock with 37 seconds, and Reagan Shep goes to the free throw line. She is 0 for 2 tonight, has 2 points. Free throw is on the rim and no good. 48-42, 37 seconds remaining in tonight's game. This one in the air, and no good. Rims off into the hands now of Bollmeister, and she'll bring it the other way. Bollmeister crossover dribble, drives down low for a two, won't go. Rebound by Burns, and a foul called on the rebound. Again, Boscobel failing some opportunities to get a little closer here. Could have got it to within four with that layup. And it goes back the other way, and the Hornets will shoot free throws again. And from the Hornets' standpoint, they could be wrapping this up. Need to make some free throws. And the ball comes into the hands of Burns. She was there the other night. Made some key free throws, and there's one right there. Burns sinks the first. 49-42. Back to a three-possession game. This one in the air. That one is good. Burns nails it. Hornets lead 50-42. 28 seconds to go. Boscobel ball. Updike goes left side with it. Seep knocked away by Gander into the backcourt, and she picks it up. J.C. Gander dribbles out to the corner with 20 seconds. Back to Meaden, and now Shep over to the right side. Schultz. Schultz with the basketball back to Shep, down to 12 seconds. Pass goes to the left side to Meaden, and she'll hold the ball, and it's all going to be done here in a moment. As the Hornets hold on for a victory, their second of the season. 50-42, the final. Richland Center gets the victory over Boscobel tonight in area girls basketball. The teams will shake hands. We'll bring on the post-game show on the radio coming up. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening tonight. The Hornets win their second of the season. And you've heard it here, right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
50-42, the final score. Richland Center with the win. They trailed at halftime 24-23 after Boscobel at one point had led in this game 21-10. The Hornets came back to within one at halftime, and they put a good run on in the second half, getting the lead out to a total of 11 a couple of times. And then Boscobel pulling to within six at 48-42. But could get no closer. And on the way, the game goes the way of the Hornets as they hold on with some key free throws. And leading the way tonight, we're going to say the 11 free throws by Carly Meaden, 11 of 12 from the line. That's the difference maker, and it helped the Hornets put on a nice run. Meaden leading the way tonight at the line with leadership as well on the dribble. And for Richland Center, a victory number two this year, and another much-needed win. The run of the game is sponsored by Dunkin' in Richland Center. Join Dunkin' Rewards today and enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks in Richland Center. We'll return with more of the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal